when we think about spirituality, it's all about keeping a balance. It's an art of balance. And we often hear this word through different seniors, through Bapdadas, Murlis. It is very important to have a balance in Brahmin life. When the balance is lost, we go into extreme. And extreme is always a sign of catastrophe. So it is very important to know how to keep the balance. It's an art. So I just wanted you to think about an image. An image that could represent balance in general. What image comes to your mind when you think about balance? Anyone? Okay, scale. What else? Any other image? Yes, tightrope walker. Any other image? When you think about balance, you know, when you think of a particular word, it always follows with the image. Like when you think about sun, the image of the sun follows the word sun. When you think about night, the same thing follows. So when you think about the word balance, for me, at least personally, as somebody mentioned, it is the scale. It represents balance. So visualize the scale in front of you. When would you say the scale is in balance? And there is a needle in the middle. When the needle of the scale points towards the center, the balance, the scale is said to be in balance. Otherwise, it is shaking, you know, until it is balanced. So, we have three faculties in the soul. Mind, intellect, and sanskaras. So, in fact, to create any kind of balance, we need different kinds of balance at different times in Brahmin life. In general, to create any kind of balance, we have to exercise mind and intellect together. Because mind, the thoughts in the mind, and the decision that we make about the thoughts, which means stability of the mind and clarity of the intellect. You know, that is why whenever we are asked to make any decision, we always say, I will think about it and let you know. If you are a sensible person, you don't answer immediately. Why? Because our mind is not always stable. It's fluctuating, you know. So we are not able to see the situations clearly. So we take time, allow our mind to settle down. Just like when you see a bucket of water, you cannot see the sediments in the water when it is moving. But when you allow the water to settle down, after some time you can see the sand or sediments. So the same thing happens with us also. So I need to allow my mind to calm down, so that whatever decision I am going to make, it is without any prejudices, it is without any bias. But then in order to have that, you know, that kind of clean mind, so I need to use my intellect. Intellect is a kind of a magnifying glass. So you can see through the situation very clearly. So that is why it is very, very important to be soul conscious all the time. Because I cannot have a clarity of my intellect or calmness in my mind if I am not soul conscious. So when I am totally soul conscious, not practicing, just be soul. So you can see the mind and intellect are in balance. So whatever, you know, you are able to be in tune with your intuition, and you can make decision which doesn't make you feel regret afterwards. So that's the proof. But in order to master this art of keeping balance of the mind and intellect, I need to create some space. I remember once Dadi Janki, many years, she was mentioning about, you know, having moments of silence every now and then. It's not that all the time we are making decisions, but we need to accumulate that silence through pauses during the day. And that allows me, when a situation comes, that inner silence helps me to listen to my intuition, and without any wavering fluctuation, I can make a decision. So it is an art. Why it is called an art, balance? Because once you learn this, you enjoy exercising this balance, and other people find pleasure observing you applying balance in your life. This is how I look at art. Art is something that gives a pleasure to the one who performs, and also brings, it pleases people who observe it. Whether it is dancing, music, painting, anything you see, it's a balance of different things, isn't it? You know, a painter take a plain canvas and then he creates an image. But if there is an exact balance of everything that needs to be, the person who did it have enjoyed, and the one who observed also enjoys. So it is something we have to keep learning in Brahmin life all the time. So that's why Baba emphasizes so much on the practice of soul consciousness. You know, one of the important balance that is very much connected with spirituality is detachment and loving. Means you know, when you see, when you think about balance, it is not one at a time. It is not that you become detached and after some time you become loving, or you become loving, you know, and then afterwards you try to detach. No, balance is together. Together. You know, just like four wheels of the car have to move together. So I have to move together simultaneously. Like sometimes Baba talks about the balance of karma and yoga. So what do we do? Either we do karma. After karma finish, we think of having yoga. Or when we are having yoga, we are not doing karma. Or sometimes Baba says, have the balance of, you know, law and love. Love and law. So sometimes law is love. And sometimes love is law. But sometimes we don't exercise simultaneously. You know, this is very obvious from Baba's Muralis, how he keeps the balance of love and law. Love and discipline. Love and power. You know, many souls, they have bhavna. On the basis of bhavna, they love Baba. They are very emotional. They can cry. They can, you know, become very sentimental in remembering Baba. But then when a situation comes suddenly, they are panicking. No power. So that means there has to be a balance of bhavna and what we call vivek. You know, vivek means wisdom. You need to have wisdom together with bhavna. If you have only intelligence, you know, you may not have bhavna, then you cannot enjoy Brahmin life. But if bhavna is without wisdom, it is blind faith. So actually, you know, what Baba was talking this morning, that balance will come later. First of all, I need to make sure that I am actually exercising my mind and intellect together. So that I am always able to see the situation not with one eye view, but from an aerial view. To see a situation in a detached way means what? To see from beyond. You know, it is just like a helicopter view. So you see the whole situation, including yourself in it. So that is when I am exercising my mind and intellect together. And then whatever decisions I make, I am also involved. Detached involvement. It's not that I isolate myself, you know. So that is not the balance. So Brahma Baba was a perfect example in keeping balance at all times. You know, he used to give love when it is necessary, but at the same time, if he has to show stern eye, he wouldn't mind, he wouldn't hesitate. But that is also his love, isn't it? You know, when mother corrects the child when the child does wrong things, or when a teacher corrects the mistake of the student, it does not mean that there is no love. But actually they have so much love that they want you to, you know, be perfect in everything. But sometimes we do misunderstand. So, you know, sometimes we have to be assertive to express what our needs are. It's not selfish. But sometimes I have to be at the same time submissive to accept certain things as it is. But many of us do not know how to be assertive without being aggressive. You know, in the name of being assertive, we become aggressive. And so it is misunderstood. It is not the right balance. When you are assertive, you are master over yourself. But when you are aggressive, the sense organs are ruling you. So the balance is lost already. So this is a kind of practice, you know, and nobody master any kind of art overnight, right? You know, even music, dance, they rehearse, they practice over a long period of time. Only then they are able to create that balance, harmony. And that is when it is enjoyable. So our Brahmin life is very artistic. You know, we have powers, we have virtues, we have values, qualities. Everything is given by Baba to us as an inheritance. But to make a right mix, blend them together in the right way, that is the art. So that is why it is very important to keep our line of intellect very clear, so I am able to understand how to blend, mix together. So that is what brings beauty. You know, just like Kim was mentioning, you know, balance is also like a tightrope walker. Why people go to circus to watch this balance? You know, it's really an art. But then it is not done overnight. So much practice of concentration, so much practice of stability is necessary. So this is why we need to keep our intellect very, very clear. I always feel the greatest asset Baba has given us in this Brahmin life is the divine intellect. We must use it. We must really make use of it now. So on the basis of that, we can create any kind of balance. And I really liked what Baba said this morning, you know, how to balance, how to create a balance between being a master and a child. You know, in Hindi we say, Bhagwan ka balak, so unka malik. When we become the child of God, we become the master of His property. So without becoming a child, you cannot become a master. But there is a difference between being child and childish. You know, sometimes some Brahmins become childish, not understanding the definition of being a child. A child is someone who has rights, who is someone who has claimed all rights. Child. You know, that's why Baba says, the moment you become Baba's child, you become the inheritor of His inheritance. But how much you take from Him, that is up to you. Because we are not living alone. We are all interdependent. You know, we do everything together as a family. We live together in the community. And the speciality of God's knowledge is the power of the gathering. So we always have to make sure we are in harmony. You know, we are dancing in harmony with each other. Means anybody can do something on their own what they like, you know. That is not the greatness. But to work together to match my views, match my thoughts with others, harmonize does not mean that it will become the same, you know, but there is some kind of unity, because all of us are connected with one, all of us follow the Srimat of one, and so there must be harmony, isn't it? And one thing Baba always mentions, say for example, we have service projects, we plan service, we sit together, and in our gathering there will be variety of souls. You know, some may be many years in Gyan, many experience, intelligent, not so intelligent. So one thing we should keep in mind, to make kind of unity, which is stability, you know, is when we give ideas, like say, I have some idea, I have some suggestion, I should not suppress myself, because Baba can give touching to anyone. So I should by all means express myself, my ideas as a master. But one thing I must take care, not with the intention that my ideas is the best in the world. It must be agreed, accepted by everyone. So there is ego involved. Then there will be always clashes. By all means, express it, your idea, in a gathering as a master, and then become a child when decision is made by majority. Accept the decision made by majority as your own and implement that practically. That is what is called the balance of being child and master in a gathering. Now, sometimes some brothers and sisters feel offended. Oh, I gave such a beautiful idea and they don't accept here. So next time when you ask them to say, I don't want to say anything. Why? Because last time I said something which was not accepted. But of course, everybody's ideas cannot be accepted, isn't it? So in a gathering, this is very, very important. That's why in a Hindi, there is a saying, one suggest, the other accept. Ek ne kaha, dusre ne mana. The one who accepts is called Jnani, not the one who suggests. You know, because when there are two masters, there is always clash. When one becomes master, the other becomes a child. Not out of obligation, but with understanding. You know? So in that way, we are able to work together to find success easily. You know, stability of the mind means not stagnant. Stability of the mind means, you know, you maintain consistency in your state of mind under all circumstances. Whether your ideas are accepted, your views are accepted, it doesn't affect my state of mind. Because I have not suppressed my mind, I have expressed it, but at the same time, I have flexibility. So in being a child and master, I need to have flexibility. You know, that is when I am able to move forward very easily. And this morning, Baba said one more thing. You know, when it comes to service, be a child. But when it comes to individual effort, be a master. See, there is no limit how much effort you can make. You know, what effort you want to make. There is no maryadas. There is no limitation. You can do as much as you want. You are a master. But when it comes to service, I have to bow down. So the slogan Brahma Baba had was, you first, pehle aap. Whenever, you know, there is an opportunity to get the fortune, get the praise for himself, he always offered that to others. Like, for example, it was Baba who was doing everything, but he never put himself first. He always said, Mama. Mama, or the sisters. Baba is not doing anything. Anybody would come, Baba said, ask them. They are the ones who are doing everything. In fact, he did everything. But when it comes to personal effort, Baba's slogan was, whatever I do, others will copy and do the same. So this is like following father in a way. Pehle aap, not pehle main. You know, because in service, this is why we have problem. Because we want everything for ourselves. My praise, my name, you know, my service, my department. No, sometimes it does happen, like you are doing service in one department. Suddenly, maybe seniors thought that that should be given to somebody. So that person become a handicap. So they say, my service is taken away. Now I don't have anything to do. What will I do in Brahmin life? So I should not make service the foundation of my life. It is not the foundation of my life. My effort. My effort is my foundation. No, that is why Baba said the beautiful balance. In the pilgrimage of remembrance, in churning, be a master. You know, you can churn as deep as you want. You can create refineness, just like Dadi Janki does. Master, see, when you speak knowledge, after churning, what is churning means actually? To make Baba's knowledge my own. No, just like when we eat the food, it turns into blood, so it becomes part of our body. So after churning, making Baba's knowledge my own, with authority and intoxication, when we speak, it touches the heart of others. It is not just churning only, but using practically in my life. Now, many souls think churning means just to study the Murli, repeat the points, write down the points for the sake of giving class. That is not actually. Real churning is to embody what Baba has said in your practical life. So you have intoxication, you have authority, master. But when it comes to connections, relationship, child. Always keep others ahead of yourself. Never ever think that by keeping others ahead of yourself, you will be left behind. You know, this problem always comes with equals. Now we have three categories, you know, juniors, seniors and equals. Yeah, it's very easy to deal with the seniors. We give respect, seniors. We give love to the juniors, we know. But the problem of keeping this balance of child and master comes with the equals. You know, there are two souls having the same speciality, same skill, same talents. So one person gets the chance, you know, offered to do a particular kind of service. But there is a choice. They can offer to somebody else also. But there is always this kind of mentality. So why should I give it to somebody? I should take it myself. Because I want to prove myself what I am. So that is what is being a child and master. At that time, I allow the fortune that I am supposed to receive, I offer it to somebody. But I will not be left behind because of that. So that is why three things we have to always learn to create child and master balance in a gathering. You know, that is yukti-yukt way of interaction with each other. One is, I should always have the aim of learning. You know, how do you know you have an attitude of learning? Those who have an attitude of learning, they always pick up something good from everyone, something good from everywhere. So that is why it is said, life is a lifelong learning. Because so much you can learn, you know, going to different place, meeting different people, laukik, alaukik, jnani, agyani. Everybody has something to offer. And to maintain that learning attitude, which brings humility, I need to maintain student consciousness. If I let go of my student consciousness, my attitude of learning finishes. Ego develops. That is when the clashes begins in our gathering, you know. I and mine, you and yours. You know, we have seen Prakash Manidadi, you know, how she used to handle the yajna. You know, she had such a good balance of love and discipline. You know, she never controlled anybody in the yajna. That is why they love Dadi, all the department heads. You know, she has given some responsibility and she will not control them. They have freedom to use their speciality to develop the department. But she always had discipline. If someone has gone doing something out of discipline, she would not let them. So she will become Kali. Because she will do what is necessary to stop an act of, you know, doing something without discipline. So, disciplining someone without controlling is really an art. And we have seen that from Dadi Prakashmani. You know, and the second important speciality I also saw from Dadi was responsibility and lightness. See, Dadi had responsibility of the organization, isn't it? She was the head of the organization. But she never ever looked heavy. She always used to say, I never consider myself to be the head. That's why I never get headache. I always feel Baba is holding my finger and he is getting it done. And so she will always say, you are all my teachers. You know, I'm a student. I learn from all of you. She was so humble. And she was so light. Having such responsibility, so much lightness that anybody can approach her at any time. She was approachable. You know, those of you who have met her, you know how she used to sit in the courtyard, you know, after Murli. Everybody will come say, Dadi, Om Shanti, Om Shanti. And, you know, she will respond to everyone, everyone. Because she was available, approachable, because she was light. Though sometimes we become a bit tight when we have responsibility. I don't know why. Yeah? Maybe we have the fear that we may forget some responsibility. Or maybe we can have fear that if I am not little bit serious, people will take advantage of me. You know, some people, when they have responsibility, they look very serious. So people are scared to approach them. I remember one sister, you know, I used to come in the beginning. I came to knowledge in 1968. I used to see one sister, I don't want to mention the name now, but every time I used to see her, I used to be very scared. You know, she looked like a headmistress of the school. We used to have training, you know, Kumari's training and everything. I was very scared to approach her because I thought she will scold me or she will talk something about my mistakes. But actually, it was my own assumption. It was not true. But that was her personality. But inside, she was very entertaining. I came to understand after I came close to her. So, it doesn't give a good impression. You know, when you have responsibility, you lose the balance of being light. So, maintain lightness, easiness. But not busy, that people feel you are not available. The other day, Jaintiben was mentioning, I think you may remember, to say I am busy is also being lazy. You remember? Huh? It's a very good way of looking at it. Because those people who keep themselves busy, they are engrossed in their own world. They don't have time to think about something more beyond it. They're too lazy. So I don't need to look too busy. So don't use the word busy from now. You can say, I am occupied. You know, when we tell Dadi about Dadi, Dadi is busy, and if she hears, she don't like it. Even though she is busy, but don't use the word. Just like another word in Brahmin life we use, I'm rushing. You know, it's a very common word. But it's not a good word that makes people feel comfortable to come close to you. They will feel, oh, they are always rushing, they are busy. You may do things quickly, but not rushing. How? It's a balance. Do things quickly, but not rush. So how not to rush and be quick? In the name of not being rushing, I cannot be passive, isn't it? I have to get the things done on time. Punctuality is important. Accuracy is important. But at the same time, I should not be using the word looking. I am busy and rushing. So Dadi was mentioning what it means to be quick and not rush. To be quick means to think, speak, and do at the same time. No, that is one of the slogan, I think, I don't know when it came. That is a sign of being a powerful soul. That is a sign of a stable mind. So you are doing quickly. That means you think less and do more. When your thoughts, when your words, when your actions are identical, you do more, isn't it? You think less. So that is called quick. But when you say rushing, it is only physical. And you forget many things. You make, you know, spoil many things. You break many things, you cause damage to many things, because you're rushing. But I can avoid my mistakes and create that kind of balance. So actually a lot of energy is saved when we don't rush. Rush is physical. Quick is mental, spiritual. So you get things accomplished. So to what is the definition of success for us? It could be different for different people. You know, for me, the simple definition of success is your thought and actions should be same. Start measuring success. Every morning you wake up, you make up a aim for the day, right? Of course, you must always make an aim which is possible, but at the same time, little bit challenging. That is when you feel the success, you know. So at the end of the day, if you are able to accomplish what you have thought for the day, that is your success. Give yourself the credit. And why you are able to have that success? Because you had a balance. Your mind was not wandering. It was focused. You know? But I have to make sure the balance I create, you know, the aim that I create in my mind is something possible, but little bit challenging. It brings intoxication. Or sometimes what you call success. Yesterday in the blessing, Baba was saying that if I'm able to make everyone who comes in contact with me content. Of course, not everybody may be, you know, having same kind of feelings. There may be situations, there may be circumstances which may be adverse also. Some may insult you, some may, defame you, whatever. Even under all those circumstances, if I am able to remain content myself and make other souls content, that is success. And another way of looking at success is, whatever promise I make, I keep up. You know, to make promise is easy, isn't it? But the marks is given on the basis of to what extent I keep up those promises. That is where the challenges comes. That is where the balance comes. That is where my stability comes. That is where my commitment, you know. So that is why many times Baba says, don't make any new promises. If you can maintain, fulfill the promise, what you have made, that's enough. So that is why the slogan Baba often gives is, when you keep balance in Brahmin life, the instant benefit that you receive is blessings from everyone's heart. In Brahmin life, when you maintain balance, not just according to Baba today, child and master, different kind of balance. You know, sometimes assertive, not aggressive, express myself what I am, honestly with manners, speak truth with sweetness, not suppressing myself, express, but not being aggressive. So, when I am able to maintain different kinds of balance, instant benefit is blessing. And the long-term benefit is to experience bliss. So three words go together. Balance, blessings, and experiencing bliss, which is supersensuous joy. That is the attainment of balance. See, one is effort, attention you keep to maintain balance, not just like a tightrope walker, you know, So he doesn't look at anybody looking at him. His total focus is on the job that he's doing at that time. That is why he can maintain that balance. If I am distracted, even slightly, he will fall, isn't it? And this is what happens in Brahmin life. We have lots of distractions, so we lose the balance. So we should not allow any kind of distractions. What people are going to talk about me, what are the comments they are passing about me, what image they have about me, what do they think, you know, all these kind of thoughts actually divert me from maintaining that balance. So look at yourself and look at Baba. No third person in between. Then you are able to maintain any kind of balance in Brahmin life at all times. So if dadis have become dadis, actually when they came to Baba, they were not dadis. They were called sisters, you know, Manohar Behen, Kumarka Behen, they used to call like that only. They were not even given the title dadi, didi. But they became dadis because they were able to look at Baba and look at themselves, no third person. Did not listen to the comments passed by other people. Did not worry about the vision people have for them. So if we also make that clear in our mind, you know, listen to what Baba has to say about me, vision Baba has for me, my mind will not fluctuate. My enthusiasm will not become less. Then I am able to keep that stability. That means consistency in my effort, in my aim from the beginning till the end. And particularly, you know, living, this is very interesting. Baba said, yukti yukti way of behavior. No, in English, if you translate yukti yukti, it is more like diplomatic. Diplomatic, which means it's the accurate method to interact with each other. No, say what you want to say and then you surrender. And you are obedient to follow. You know, in those times, Baba did not even give the opportunity to ask Dadi, some of them. Baba only gave order. You have to do this. And Baba knew that they will obey, so he was able to give them direct orders. But if you are asked to give your opinion, we should. But if we are not asked to give our opinion and we are just given direction, follow. Because Baba always says, whether it is Brahma Baba saying or Shiva Baba saying, Shiva Baba is responsible. I follow the direction. So in that way, I move forward quickly. But in essence, the beauty of balance is to find that needle, the middle path, you know, clear. So for that, as I was mentioning, many times silence, withdrawing myself from the body, just being, go deep within and just being myself. Without anybody telling me who I am, what I have to do. So that the pauses, the silent pauses, removes all the unnecessary rubbish that accumulates, you know, in between when we are interacting. And so when there is a situation that I need to make a decision, then my intellect will not waver. Otherwise, many times we suppress our conscience. When there is no balance, either mind, we are emotionally making decision, or we are intellectually making decision. So the head and heart are not balanced. And that is why the regret comes. So spirituality is all about the marriage of the head and the heart, which means allowing my conscience to dictate my intellect. Now what is conscience? It is truth, Srimat. So when my intellect constantly follows Srimat, is dictated by truth, there is no regret. If there is a bite in my conscience, a prick in my conscience, there is something not right. I have mixed Manmat, or I have been influenced by Paramat, dictates of other people's mind, and so there is no clarity. So I would really request, you know, each one of us should really take care of our intellect. It is not under any kind of influence. Any kind of influence, either of Manmat, my own dictates, my subconscious mind, or dictates of other people's minds. Just to make sure intellect is under the influence of Srimat, then it is safe. So in that way, we can progress in Brahmin life, enjoying, you know, stability, a strong foundation. See, which kind of souls are trusted? It is souls who have been stable for a period of time. They become the foundation. So this is one of the practical dharana that makes me trustworthy. Stability, not fluctuating for every little thing, getting into feelings and, you know, getting reaction, getting feeling of upset. So then I will not be able to become strong. So situations and circumstances comes to make us stable. So you hold on to your seat of self-respect, and the situations will pass. But I should not fluctuate with questions. This is when I lose my stability, because my balance is lost. So increase, you know, make a list of all the balances that is necessary in Brahmin life and use it practically. At different times we have to use different mix. So that's an art I have to learn, and then I'm able to be successful and enjoy Brahmin life, not as a pressure, but as a pleasure. Om Shanti. Anybody has any question? One question. We have time for just one question. Yes. No, but we are very smart, you know, when we don't want to do something, when we don't like, when others ask me, that time we say, oh, you first, take. But when something we like, and others can also do that, that time we are not generous hearted. We want it for ourselves, because my name will be glorified if I do it. Of course, we have to say yes to Haji, to the, you know, but it's my individual, when there are two equals, both have the same chance, both have the same skill. So if I am able to let go and allow that person to do, it's a great renunciation. Not everybody is prepared to do that. They are very smart, you know, when they don't like, then they try to push others, oh, you do it better, you do it, you know, you first. But others also get vibrations from that, you know. But see, this is how Brahma Baba kept Mama. All the praise was given to Mama. But of course, Baba himself went ahead. It was a genuine offer, not with any other intention. Okay, Om Shanti. So others are joining for meditation. So
बुझ रहे दीप को जैसे दीप्ति मिली जब पड़ी आपकी दृष्टि हम पर प्रभु जब पड़ी आपकी दृष्टि हम पर प्रभु जैसे जीवन मिला ज्योति जगती मिली जैसे जीवन मिला ज्योति जगती मिली जैसे जीवन मिला ज्योति जगती मिली तपते मन को मेरे सागर हुए ऐसी शक्ति मिली